out, Hamas out. The first signs of public expressions of opposition to Hamas were seen and heard in Gaza this week as thousands took to the devastated streets in a handful of locations in the north of the enclave. The protests were aimed against the war, with people calling for an end to the 17 months of deadly fighting with Israel. But there was also criticism of Hamas, which has violently cracked down on protests in the past. Channel 4 News foreign correspondent Sikandar Karmani joins me with more on the significance of these protests. Sikandar, how unusual are public displays of opposition to Hamas?
Well, public criticism of Hamas, which is an authoritarian group in terms of, you know, how it rules Gaza. It's ruled Gaza for close to 20 years now, after initially being democratically elected. Public criticism of the group is rare because it's dangerous and because there are crackdowns by the group against its opponents. That's been particularly the case since the war, obviously, where the priority of most ordinary Palestinians in Gaza has been just to survive. I mean, interestingly, throughout the war, we have heard private criticism at times from Palestinians in Gaza about Hamas. We've heard expressions of frustration from them, for example, when grieving for relatives and aiming their anger not just at Israel, but also at Hamas. But this is the first concerted, organized opposition that we've seen to Hamas since the start of Israel's war in Gaza. At the moment, we're talking about hundreds of people, it seems, rather than necessarily thousands or tens of thousands, certainly, taking part in these protests. And we're talking about, as you mentioned, a handful of locations. But there does seem to be a growing momentum to them. And they are a significant and new development. And it seems as if the renewal of Israel's assault on Gaza after that period of around 2 months where a ceasefire was holding has really pushed people past a barrier of fear. And, you know, whilst everyone in Gaza is extremely angry and blames Israel for the bloodshed, there are also many who are calling on, it seems, Hamas to step down and for an end to the war.
And if they are organised, Sikandar, who is behind the organisation, and who are the people who are now brave enough in the face of potential crackdown to come out onto the streets?
Well, it's not clear. We're still learning a lot more about these protests because they only began two days ago. We've had 2 days of them continuing. We'll wait and see if there's more today or not. But they've certainly seemed to have begun spontaneously, but in the north of the Gaza Strip. And Hamas has always had political rivals, particularly from the Fatah party, which is linked to the Palestinian Authority, which administers parts of the West Bank. You know, certainly they will be supportive of these protests, but it does also seem as if it's a message that's resonating with ordinary people. I mean, we had some footage filmed by trusted filmmakers in Gaza, because, as you know, international journalists are barred from going there ourselves, and it was in the hospital morgue following the aftermath of an Israeli attack, and a father was burying his young, or preparing to bury his 4-year-old daughter, and you know, he told this filmmaker working with us that addressing Netanyahu, he said, "Look, you're not killing Hamas; you're killing our children. You should kill Hamas. We'd be happy if you did it." Mm-hmm. And you know, that's not someone who was attending the protest. That's someone who our colleagues just happened across. So there is certainly a depth of feeling there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, whilst these protests have been welcomed by Israeli officials, the bombardment hasn't stopped. And I think many analysts pointing out, well, where does a protest movement go if it's a protest movement in a context of very, very heavy bombardment and very high number of civilian casualties?
And Palestinians on the streets won't want Israeli support, but will Netanyahu claim this as a victory for his war strategy?
I mean, it's been, you know, coming up to a month now that there's been no humanitarian aid let into Gaza by Israel, you know, a very ferocious renewed assault, as we've been talking about, hundreds of Palestinians killed, including some senior Hamas figures, but also including a very high number of civilians as well. Netanyahu yesterday in the Israeli parliament, yes, was claiming this as a vindication of this strategy. As you say, I think the last thing that anyone protesting in the streets in Gaza wants is an endorsement from those Israeli officials. It kind of just goes to undermine their own narrative and give more weight to criticism by kind of pro Hamas figures that perhaps these are collaborators or traitors to the Palestinian cause, rather than being kind of genuine local grievances that are being aired. Hamas, for its part, has previously indicated that it would be willing to cede power, but many suspect that that's just a bit of a smokescreen, because mm-hmm. it's never said it's willing to disarm. Israel, for its part, doesn't seem to be particularly interested in discussing any kind of mm-hmm. genuine political solution to Gaza, which again, I think, complicates matters and means that even if Hamas were out of the picture, it's not really clear what kind of future the people in Gaza would face.
Sikandar Karmani, Channel 4 News, thank you.